What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And here's Clay. On the break.
Well, that's what you're going to see out of him. First of all, the defense, the quick hands, and then his ability at 6'10 to get out and push it out ahead and outrun people, even with a live dribble.
Summer League in the NBA. Cooper Flagg and Bronny James last night. Obviously, one of those players, like, going to be a superstar. The other, Bronny James. You know, like, credit to him, though. Like, he's going to, I think... I feel like the arrow is pointing up on him being like a real NBA player after his dad retires. He was good in the G League. He's been decent in the summer league from what I've seen. He'll never be like a good player. Like bench rotational defender that can shoot. But there's a spot in, for you in the NBA if you can defend and if you can shoot three-pointers. I don't think you can do much else. But maybe that's enough. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Joe DiBiase here on a Friday. I think I played yesterday with the best golfer I've ever played in my life. You guys ever played like a plus handicap golfer?
Yeah.
Like a scratch golfer. Plus handicap. Better than a scratch golfer.
Yeah, Josh.
The best you've ever played with would be like... Because for me, this is easily the best golfer I've ever played with. This is just our league match at Tri-County yesterday. I was having such a good 9 holes, and we were tied, but it was like the best 9 holes I maybe ever had. This guy's 5 under going into 9. 5 under, and I'm just like, what are you, like, it's like keeping up with, I don't know, it's probably what playing quarterback against Josh Allen feels like.
Well, that's got to be fun.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm playing pretty well. This guy over here, he's just jumping over linebackers. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm Tua in this scenario.
Right.
Like, I'm going to have a pretty good game. I got 250 passing yards. I haven't turned the ball over. I got a couple of touchdowns. And then I look up, and Josh is just throwing 80-yard passes over my defense's heads.
I played with Jeremy at Ivy Ridge one day, and he had a buddy that played college golf. It was a +3, and it was the same thing. Like, I remember thinking on the first hole, I hit a great drive, and I hit a really nice second shot. I hit a green, and I think I parred. And he, like, every shot he hit right after me, and I was like, oh, I felt really good about myself until 30 seconds later, and this guy just demolished a golf ball.
Yep.
I try not to put myself in those situations because it's just going to kill my confidence for my game.
You think you play? Do you think you play better with worse golfers or great golfers? Because I think I play better with great golfers.
I definitely play better with
players. It's the pressure that makes you stay locked dialed in because, you know, the complete – unrealistic expectation that I could keep up with this person.
Yeah,
that's what helps me in those situations.
When we did our match earlier in the spring, the four of us, I felt that way the whole time of like, I got to stay locked in because these guys are much better than me and it's going to be a battle to stay into this.
But some people, I feel like that could cause them to crack or to like feel like they should be playing better than they are and getting frustrated easier.
That was right. That was how I was feeling about hole 13 when we did that. Mm.
Yeah, that's I always feel more. I don't know. Maybe it is just pressure, and I like that because I used to, do that all the time. But I definitely feel better when I'm playing with people that are better than me. Like, I like being the worst golfer in the group, which is maybe that's weird.
Interesting.
But because I feel like I elevate a little bit, even if I'm still the worst, I'm better than I normally am in a group like that, I think. Although, yeah. I guess now that I'm thinking about it, that day that we played with the plus three, I did not play that well. Maybe there's a cutoff there somewhere, around scratch probably, that they get so good that it's just. I can't even compete with that in any realistic or meaningful way.
Yeah, that's a good question. What's I'm going to put a poll up at Sneaky Joe Sports. What do you like more, being the best golfer in the group or the worst golfer in the group?
I feel like best golfer in the group is so much pressure, and you're almost never going to be so much better than everybody in the group.
Yeah,
that you're like trouncing on people. Where, like, I feel like going into a round, if you're the best guy, everybody's like, oh, you're going to win. You're going to beat us all. Like, it's not even going to be close, whatever. And even if you're a four and everybody you're playing with is a 10, those guys can beat you.
Right.
Like, they could. You could have a tough day and they could play really well.
Definitely.
And you could lose.
I also do like that's the other, if you are the worst golfer in the group. You know, in this scenario yesterday, it was like, not a normal situation. Like, playing against someone that good is very rare. Like, normally, worst golfer in the group might mean, you're a few strokes worse on average. I still feel like I would always want to pick the worst golfer in the group because you have that, this is kind of like, this is the underdog mentality a little bit in sports, which is, I feel like if you lose the match, or whatever, whatever. Like, this guy, look how good this guy is. Like, what are you supposed to do? Whereas if you win, it's like, holy cow, believe you believe that,
you
the
did
guy with
something,
the lowest handicap won?
Right. Like, I think that being the worst guy in the group is definitely more conducive to playing well than being the best guy in the
group. Did I just learn a little bit as to why Bills fans love the bulletin board material? A little bit.
Yeah, I think it's all connected.
All the doubt that they can get, although they're not getting right now. Not that I'm seeing. Last year. Like, Bills fans might have enjoyed the lead up to last season more than this season because it would have felt like, all right, we're going to prove all these idiots wrong. Let's go. Right. Whereas this year, who are you proving wrong?
Yourself, if they're
bad. Yeah, right. Maybe yourself. Like, if you have any doubt or belief that they can win the Super Bowl, but who doubts that? Who doubts that they could win the Super Bowl? Like, I remember last year at training camp, Jeremy told a story. I don't know if it was someone he knew or maybe it might have just been a story from a podcast that even Travis Kelce, like, ran into a Bills fan, and Kelce was like, you guys are going to get one.
Yeah.
Like, The guys that beat you time after time after time are even like, eventually you guys are going to get through and you're going to beat one. Who is the person that believes they're never going to win one with Josh Allen? Even their biggest doubters. Is there somebody? There have been years where they've been doubted in a season, or maybe the coach has been doubted. Maybe that's the thing, that there's doubt about individuals that, well, Sean McDermott, he'll never win a Super Bowl as the coach, or Bean will never win the Super Bowl as the general manager. But who believes that in the whole course of Josh Allen's career they won't win one? Who would bet that they don't? Because most people that I talk to and most people that I listen to are always talking like it would be incredible if they don't win one.
Yeah. I don't think anybody that has a good handle on the league thinks that they can't do it. Like, that they're not good enough to
do it. Or that
they
won't do it.
Right, like, or even that they won't. Exactly. Right. I think there are definitely, like you said, people that doubt aspects of the team, like theories of the team, like whether McDermott can do it, like you said, or whether the everybody eats thing is really good enough to get you there. I think we've seen that it is at this point, for the most part.
I guess the person that really might say right now, trying to figure out who would this be? Who would be the person that would say they will not win one? It might be the Bills fan that thinks it won't happen with McDermott. That Sean McDermott has some fatal flaw as a game manager or as a defensive play caller, and that we've seen that enough to know that it won't happen with that guy. And then if you combine that idea with another idea that they will never move on from Sean McDermott, because I don't believe they will, unless the quarterback wants them to. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think at any time in the near future you're going to have a different head coach. So I guess that's the person that would think it, right? The person that thinks that guy can't win it and that guy's going to be the coach for the rest of Josh Allen's career.
So therefore,
that person therefore would, I think, be the rare individual that doesn't think they're going to win one.
Doesn't that person also believe, though, that they will fire him?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Do you think that
I don't know.
Or do you think that they're reserved to, or like they've written off that possibility?
I guess I just don't know how you could think they're going to ever do it. Ever is strong.
Maybe in
6 years.
But
like anytime soon, I just don't. Again, I personally don't believe it would ever happen unless Josh Allen did it. And you know, maybe I should leave some room for there is a future down the road where Allen could say to ownership or management, whoever, like I've had enough. Like
right.
Anything negative towards McDermott, just I'd like to try it with a different guy before I'm done playing. He's 29 right now. He's approaching his 30th birthday. If he's 32 and it still hasn't happened, would it be insane for him to think, you know, I'm 32 years old. I've done this for a decade with this guy and he's been great, but maybe I'd like to try it with a different guy before I'm done here. Like,
right.
I don't think that would be crazy. We saw Rodgers and Brady turn heel is the phrase in my mind. Rodgers did that more so. What am I thinking? They took the power a little bit more. They had the power sitting there in front of them. And for much of their careers, Brady and Rodgers didn't reach out and take it. They didn't. Brady has told stories, and there have been stories told, that Belichick would lay into him. And it was not necessarily an enjoyable experience for him. And he was always treated like, you know, it'd be harder on Brady and some of the other guys, but that there was a point in time where he felt like, I've earned being treated like more than just 1/11th. But right. This guy won't give it to me. This guy won't give me the not even just the credit, but the respect of, I'm Tom Brady, I've won 5 Super Bowls, and this guy's still treating me like I'm a rookie in 2001. But eventually, he reached out and he took that power and said, I'm leaving. And even before that, it sounded like he maybe tried to use it to stay in New England with a different coach in the Seth Weckersham book. So eventually Brady did do it, but it took till his like mid-30s. Rodgers, a little earlier in that, right? His early 30s, where with McCarthy, it's like, this guy, you know, we're having team meetings down in the locker room, and he's upstairs doing whatever, just taking naps while this is happening. Like, come on, let's get serious here. And I think in part, he helped get Green Bay onto a different coach.
Right.
So eventually those guys did get there, but it took them a while, and it took, for Rodgers more so, it took years of not winning. And for Allen, you know, is there a time where he would do that? Same thing. Like, I think that power to kind of dictate what your franchise does is sitting there for Josh Allen. And really, yeah. other than maybe steering them towards Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid, because I think he did help do that in the draft process, steered them towards those two. Other than that, I don't really feel like Allen has been the type of guy to reach out, grab that power, and kind of steer the whole organizational game plan here.
We definitely haven't heard or seen anything to indicate that. It's possible that behind the scenes he's more involved than we know.
It's also possible he would do it, but he feels very comfortable and very, you know, confident in, you know, McDermott being the right guy and Bean being the right general manager and the moves being the right. Like, he could feel very confident they are doing the right things. He would take that power if he thought things were a disaster, but how could you argue things are a disaster other than they just can't beat the Chiefs?
Exactly. That's exactly the point. Like, he very well could be confident and comfortable enough to go take that and say something, but he doesn't have anything to say right now. Because
right.
they're good, and they've been good, and they've just got to figure out this one thing that he feels, I would imagine, is as much on him to do as anybody else, if not more on him than anybody else. So what am I gonna? I don't have a problem right now.
Yeah,
maybe if it happens again, then it starts to creep in, and you're like, it gets introspective. Is there something else going on here that I can influence in some way that will give us a better shot? I would think that he's probably at this point with the career he's had so far and all that he represents, he's 100% aware of his ability to do that. And I think he would be comfortable in it. It's just, he's not at that point. And I'm maybe a little more prepared for that to come than you are with McDermott in terms of them moving off of it. I think there's a possibility in a way that things work out that as soon as maybe this year, things similarly struggle. I mean, let's run through this a little bit here. If this year, this is obviously hypothetical, it's not likely, I am confident that this is not going to be how it goes, but let's say this year happens and that defense does not improve after all the investments made.
Yep.
And that defense does cost them a couple of regular season games that maybe cost them the one seed. And then you get into the playoffs and they face the same sort of turmoil in those moments. And there's another moment where that defense costs you a championship run with Josh Allen.
Yep.
I can see somebody over there going, you know what? We've given this a lot of grace here. We've given them a lot of time. They've been great. We acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But this is not where we are supposed to be. I could see that decision being made. over there from somebody.
I guess if it did get made, it would catch everybody off guard whenever it happened. Like, the idea that it would be on the table for a long time, you know, like a buildup to it. Like, that's how the Sabres are usually, right? Like, right. 2 years ago, you might have still been a little bit surprised, but as they're on their way to missing the playoffs for the 13th year in a row, it's months of, they're going to fire Granato. You think they're going to fire Granato, right? Like, wondering that, but there was a lot of conversation kind of building up to that. I feel like if it ever did happen with McDermott and Bean, it would just kind of happen.
Right.
That's, I'm a Denver Nuggets fan, and they won the championship 2 years ago. And this year, this is a little tough an example because they did it at such a weird time. They did it like a week before the playoffs. But everybody got caught off guard. Like 2 years ago, they win the championship. They fire the coach and GM. This year, that had built that team and won that championship. Bang, they're gone. No lead up to it at all. No guessing that like this could be on the table. Like just bang, there they are. They're out. And if it did ever happen here, I think that's typically how it would be more. You're right though. Like I am not thinking at all about it. Like I'm not even sure I want it to happen. At least on the coach front, I just don't know. I think the only bad point I ever hear about moving on from McDermott is, well, who are you going to get? Because I do think with Josh Allen at quarterback, you could get almost anybody you want.
Right.
But not everybody you want, because I do think McDermott is a very, very good coach. I think he has progressed in a lot of ways. Like, the things that might have been his weaknesses early on in his coaching career, I think have gotten a lot better. I think game management-wise, fourth down decision-making, I think the ability to kind of steer the offense in the right direction, even if it's the coordinator that's really, you know, doing the dirty work on that. I've liked a lot of what McDermott's done. There are only a couple of, like, active head coaches in the league I'd want to replace him with.
Right.
And, like, again, on one hand, maybe I could count with that. Kevin O'Connell. I love Kevin O'Connell. And him being an offensive-minded coach is a bonus for me. Like, that's the type that I would want. But why is he leaving Minnesota?
Yeah.
He just signed a contract extension. So, McVay, LaFleur, it would have to be one of those elite, elite offensive play callers. And those couple guys aren't coming available.
Right.
So, unless somebody like that was out there, like say it's not going to be O'Connell. Shanahan. Say the Niners have like back-to-back horrific years, and for whatever reason, Shanahan and the organization like split, and he becomes available. That's a guy where I'm going to be like, I'm going to want to do that, but it would take something on that level. And for me personally, it would have to be like an offensive genius type of guy like a Shanahan. Otherwise, I don't need to see them fire Sean McDermott now or anytime soon. And like you, like different from you, I don't think it is close at all. Like anywhere near happening in years.
I don't think it's close. I just think
I think it's more possible than that.
I wouldn't be beside myself if things go the way that I laid out there, if that happened. If things took a downturn defensively, stayed what they were last year defensively, I think then it becomes a real conversation. If you combine that with another playoffs where there's a moment and it doesn't happen, I think I could see them getting to that point.
And that's why, to kind of where this whole conversation started about like who really does doubt them. Like there isn't that right now. Most people believe they will win one. That's kind of the other reason why I just don't think it will ever get to that point, because I still think they're going to win one. I think they are. I think it's more likely that they are going to win one before we ever even get to a head on this whole thing where, like, does Josh Allen need to grab the reins and shake the team and decide, like, okay, we got to do something different here. I think it's more likely they win one before that ever happens. And maybe it's this year. I think it's set up really, really well for them. When we come back, speaking of, like, how it's set up for them, their schedule this year, The strength of schedule looks really good by all the numbers. If you look at it by who they play at quarterback, I think that could also lead you to think that this is a year where it is set up for them. 803-0550 is the phone number. You got some big Wimbledon matches this morning. Carlos Alcaraz is going to play in about an hour, I think, right? 8:30. As we're into the semis on the men's side. It's Joe DiBiase. Jeremy's off today. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.